Let's see, if you have a liquid and there's a solid in the liquid and you want to get the solid out of the liquid so you just have the liquid left over, you want to do what to the liquid?
You want to strain it.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call thin milk? Milk that's been watered down.
No fat. Blue.
Yeah, is it called Blue John or?
I don't know, it's just
how'd you come
no
up
fat.
With blue?
Well, because we've always laughed and said that it looks like blue milk, we laugh and say.
Oh, okay.
We'll take a look at it sometime. It's just weird looking.
That makes sense. What's milk that's just beginning to turn?
Sour.
Okay. And the milk product that comes in a little tub has curds?
Cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm. And a bread made with cornmeal.
Cornbread.
Yeah, how do you make your cornbread?
How did I make my cornbread? All right, it's about 3/4 cornmeal with a little flour thrown in and eggs and baking powder and buttermilk. If you don't have buttermilk, you can thin yogurt down to make a consistency of buttermilk.
Oh.
Works great because I don't buy buttermilk to drink.
Right.
If you want it to be extra good, you can chop a little onion and put some grated cheese and a whole bunch of chopped
Mm-hmm. Sounds real good.
That makes it a whole lot better to eat.
And you bake it inside the oven?
Nope, I put it in the skillet.
On top of the oven?
An iron skillet.
Mm-hmm. So you fry it on top of the...
Put a little oil in there and pour it in and turn the fire low and put a lid on it.
Oh.
And then if you've done it right, you can take a spatula and turn it over, and if you blow it, you've got a big mess all over the stove. A lot of people bake it, but my mom always did hers on top of the stove.
Yeah,
huh. Teflon skillets are big boom to that kind of cornbread.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really, right. Did you ever make the little cornbread, like,
never did
like
cornbread
hockey
muffins
pucks?
Or,
the ones
I
look
know
like
what you're talking
pucks,
about.
And they taste like hockey pucks to you. No, they taste better than that, but.
But you make those with white cornmeal, and my grandmother used to call those corn dodgers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've heard
that. Is that
something
you're familiar with?
Yeah, I've heard that. There's all kinds of, I mean, we call them corn pones.
Do you?
Is that the same, you think?
I don't know. These look like an English muffin.
Mm-hmm.
And they're flat, and they're brownish
mm-hmm.
on them, and they're dense.
Mm-hmm.
Almost,
dense, right.
Almost gummy,
mm-hmm.
but not quite.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. What's a bread that's made with wheat?
White bread.
Okay. How about a bread that...
Whole wheat bread.
That works too. What makes bread rise?
Yeast.
Okay.
Or baking powder, if it's a quick bread.
Carbonated beverages like this generally are referred to as...
Sodas.
Okay. Would you ever call this like... I mean, you offered me a Coke.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a Coke.
No, it's a Sam's cheap imitation, which I am almost positive that Coca-Cola must make. Because my daughter
it
is
tastes
a,
the same.
My daughter is a Coke connoisseur. So she doesn't like Pepsi and she doesn't like RC. But in an effort to be frugal, we started buying Sam's, and I think it tastes as good as Coca-Cola.
It does. It sure does. My question for you is this. If you had a cola like this,
mm-hmm.
but you had also had like Sprite and some other like non cola mm-hmm. products, would you still refer to them all generically as Coke?
No, I think I just call them sodas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would you like some more ice in that soda?
I'd love some, thanks. let's see where we were. An unlicensed alcohol drink.
An unlicensed alcohol drink?
Yeah, some people make it stills in their backyard, you know.
Oh, all right, like moonshine,
mm-hmm.
like cider.
Is there a local drink that people make?
Not that I know of.
I don't know either. I don't think there is.